granddad bad. Headed up a holler of everything had. For my time, but I've been told you never come back from Copperhead Road. In a big black Dodge, bought it at an auction at the Mason's Lodge. Shots of cannon sheriff painted on the side. Just shot a coat of primer and looked inside. Well, him and my uncle tore that engine down. You remember that rumbling sound. Then the sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wasn't right. He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
This is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Never ends. You're listening to WMFO, Toss Freeform Radio, right here in Medford.
Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Just when I'd stop. Again with my usual flair, sure of my light, no one is there. Don't you love class? Don't bother, there he isn't it queer, losing my timing this late in my career? But where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe.
Next year, maybe in 2017, they'll send in the clowns. Maybe they will.
Wow. That was a great song. Mm-hmm. Good request, too.
It's by request from somebody named Jan Hurwitz. Any relation?
Maybe.
Thank you, Jan.
Someone who has as warped a sense of humor as I do.
Yep. So, hi, Jan. Hi, Les. Glad that you're listening. And that was a perfect request. Thank you. As I said on the thread, I hope that the reason that that was played was not lost on anybody. I don't think it could be, like Bill Gleed said. By the way, speaking of Bill Gleed, Bill's going to call us like, 10:30, 10:40, because his new record dropped. So I'm going to have him on the phone and you can talk about that. Of course, I can't play it because I don't have it, but we can talk about it. Always prepared, we are. All right, so after Judy Collins, or actually just before, let's go backwards, just before Judy Collins was Albert Hammond Jr. called Losing Touch. Aztec Camera before that from 1987's Deep and Wide and Tall CD, that was Oblivious. Steve Earle, the great Steve Earle, with a classic from 1998, title track from that record, Copperhead Road, and started off with New Noise from the Pretenders. The new record is called Alone. That was Holy Commotion. Yeah, yeah, there is a message in the music today.
Sure is.
There really is. And there's also a message in the food. That was a good segue over to Mark.
Oh, boy. You know, I'll tell you, you're pretty funny.
Yeah. Thanks. You're lying to me. He is the owner.
Oh, I never lie. Of course, that could be a lie.
He is the owner and caretaker of Boston's Hidden Restaurants, hiddenboston.com. He's also got a blog called Boston Restaurant Talk and writes a lot of articles for many different publications, Dig Boston, all over. But I don't want to say too many because I may get you in trouble.
Get me in trouble.
All right. But what have you been eating lately, Mark?
Well, once again, before I get into the review, there's news.
All right.
And there's really big news. It came out last night. It's a story I've kind of been sitting on, but the Boston Globe broke it, which, hey, my friend over there, Kara, congratulations on getting the scoop on this one, but it's a huge story. The Rattlesnake Bar and Grill in the Back Bay, which is also known as Poe's Kitchen, Brian Poe, it is closing. And people were shocked when that came out last night. That place has been around for maybe 25 years. They have that nice roof deck, just a really popular place in the Back Bay. And they are shutting down. We don't know when they're shutting down. We don't know why. But it is going away. So that was a really big story. Probably the biggest story of the week, or one of the biggest of the year, really. So since I don't think we can top that one for big stories, I'll get right into the reviews. Place in Quincy, I've gone to a couple times now. It's called the Gaveston Cafe, and it's nearly impossible to find this place. If you know where Marina Bay is, which Marina Bay is kind of tough to find in itself, right on the water, Boston Harbor, kind of near Squantum, near Neponset. And if you go to the boardwalk at Marina Bay, which is a really nice place, maybe not today with the wind, but... if you go behind the boardwalk, there's a few other stores in the parking lot area, and they're kind of overlooked. And one of them is a little market convenience store called Gaveston Cafe. The thing about this place is it also doubles as a Vietnamese restaurant. And they have a banh mi, which is a Vietnamese sandwich, that is just, it's one of the best in the Boston area. And a little different from the others where, you know, some other places used grilled pork for their sandwiches, and Gaveston uses Vietnamese cold cuts, and they also use pork pate to kind of boost the flavor, because the cold cuts don't quite have that flavor that the grilled pork has. But just a little bare bones, hole-in-the-wall type place where you go in there and you get some goods from the convenience store, but you can also get these great Vietnamese sandwiches there. So that was a recent one. Another one... is a place in Somerville, Winter Hill, which Winter Hill doesn't have too many restaurants. It's mostly takeout places, and one takeout place is Leone's, which, have you been there, Mike? Leone's in Winter Hill?
How long's the place been there?
60 years, so before either of us were born.
It sounds very familiar. Well, yeah. I sort of around my birthday, but anyway, go on.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Whenever it is. So Leone's is an old school Sicilian pizza place. You go in there, you get slices of Sicilian pizza. And there's a lot of good Sicilian pizza places around Winter Hill and around South Medford, which is right next to Winter Hill. But Leone's, to me, is maybe the second best Sicilian pizza place in the Boston area, next to the famous, well, famous for those of us who eat a lot of food, Galleria Umberto in the North End. But Leone's Sicilian slice is just incredible. You know, the house-made sauce there is great for the pizzas and everything about it. It's just a little bit of greasiness, a lot of cheese, and really, really cheap slices and good people there. And like I say, they've been around for well over a half century now. So it's still kind of a hidden spot. People don't know about it. So, and one other place, if you're into road trips, the Vanilla Bean Cafe, which, Mike, you and I have to go there.
Yeah, I see you posting about it, and I'm like, why don't I get to go to these kind of places?
It is our kind of place, actually. Right. Sue, I don't know, is Sue coming in after here?
We'll find out. Yeah. Because you have to leave early, but I don't know.
Well, you know, you and I and Sue, we need to go to the... You know why we need to go is because, first of all, it's an hour and a quarter away. Beautiful ride, Hilltop Cafe in a really beautiful little town. And they have live music at night. So you go there, you get chili, you get burgers, you get salad, soups, all that. You know, it's a cafe. They have beer. And at night, they have jazz and blues, and I think they might have comedy. They have bluegrass.
You had me when you said they have beer.
And they have, yeah. And they have beer. Did I tell you they have beer?
You mentioned that, yeah.
And thing is, you know, again, it's an hour and a quarter from the Boston area, and it's just this hilltop restaurant. It's a big hit among the bikers, among motorcycle
people. Oh, so I'll fit right in.
You will, yeah. Just go in there. Just don't knock down any of the motorcycles out front. But it's a really a fun environment, and everyone just has a good time there. So I guess that's about it for now, because we got a lot of stuff to cover, huh?
Whose car are we going to take?
Yours? Or Sue's?
It's always mine. Well, yeah, Sue, it's Sue's turn.
Sure, okay.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Sue. I mean, thanks, Mike. Yeah. I mean, thanks, both of you.
All right, so thanks, Mark. I always appreciate hearing about your latest food conquests in the news. It is 10:22 in the morning. We're here till 11 until something about the women comes in. It'll be the mystery DJ today. Not sure who it is, but we'll find out together as it goes. Okay, so, you know, more sad news. This has been a hell of a year for losing people. They happen to be celebrities, but boy, Leonard Cohen a couple days ago.
I mean, he was in his 80s, right? He had a great life. But
absolutely.
It was still a shock. I was talking to my father last night. Yeah. Said this, he was one of the greats. I mean, definitely one of the greats. And that one song he has, I mean, to me, it might be my favorite song of all time. Both his version and Jeff Buckley's. And we know, you know, what we're talking about, obviously. So, but wow, it's such a loss.
All right, so let's celebrate his life's work with a couple of tracks from him. And after that, Mark, I guess you have two more tracks. We'll round out the 5-song set.
I do.
All right, let's start off with some Leonard Cohen here. This one is called First We Take Manhattan. This is WMFO.
Take Berlin. like your fashion business, mister. And I don't like these drugs that keep you thin. I don't like what happened to my sister. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. The monkey and the plywood violin. I practice every night. Now I'm ready. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. For me, I used to live for music.
Baby.
Remember me, I brought your groceries in.
Baby.
Well, it's Father's Day, and everybody's wounded. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Thank you.
knot in the human frame. A million candles burning for the love that never came. You want it darker. We kill the flame. If you are the dealer, let me out of the game. If you are the healer, I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, mine must be the shame. You want it darker.
Yeah, dance me to the
that our kisses have outworn. Raise a tent of shelter now, though every thread is torn. And dance me to the end of love.
WMFO with the great Leonard Cohen here at 10:39 in the morning. That one was a classic, Dance Me to the End of Love live. Then we heard You Want It Darker before that. And the third one, or actually the first one we played by Leonard Cohen was from back in 1988 from the I'm Your Man CD. First we take Manhattan, then Berlin, then the world.
That last song just blew me away.
It's a lovely song.
Yeah, I haven't heard that in a long time, but good set there, Mike.
Yeah, and now we're going to round out the five-song set with two of yours.
Yep.
Correct? This song, we both know why, but tell everybody why.
A little inside joke. We heard it in a restaurant. A few of us were
hanging
out.
We were in a restaurant?
Oh, we were, including Sue, Miss Sue Edelman,
yeah,
who many of you know. So we were hanging at a restaurant, we heard a song, and we all knew it, and it's just a great song, and we couldn't figure out who was it. We were trying to think, who was that? And we're going,
like,
I don't know, who are we saying, Duke Ellington or Benny Goodman? I don't know. All these people from the 40s and 30s and 50s. And finally, Lisa, if you're listening, hello, Lisa, she got it. She knew who it was. And it turns out the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Just a classic song.
It really is.
This is Moonlight Serenade, everybody. And Mark's got one more after this. And we'll be back to say goodbye right after that. It's WMFO.
Thank you.
It's WMFO in Medford. How you doing? It's Mike on the mic. You're 1048. Mark Hurwitz is here. How you doing, Mark?
Good, good. It's been fun today.
Yeah, been
total last minute for me, but you know, a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. I'm glad you could come.
Thank you.
And Bob Angel sitting over there too. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, great.
And awesome. Jane day. And Jane and Liz are in the building too for something about the women. So we got a lot coming up.
Full house today.
Yep. Those last two that we played were I did front announce on the Glenn Miller and his orchestra from Pure Gold.
You know, I always like Serenade. I always liked Glenn Miller. My mom was a huge fan of Glenn Miller,
oh, sure.
So it was sort of force fed me. And String of Pearls was one of my favorites. And,
oh, sure.
You want to be in an Italian restaurant drinking wine, kind of what we were doing.
Yeah,
when we heard it.
All right, and then we finished up that set from Mark again from the Get Gone CD. That was the Serotones. Well, just not the Serotones, Serotones. And Don't Need It.
Yep.
I like the label of the CD. It's called Fat Possum. I don't know why I like that.
From another Louisiana band, Shreveport, not New Orleans, but still Louisiana.
Okay, so you have to leave, right?
I do, yeah.
All right.
I have to head out.
Thank you again. For coming in and saving the day.
This is like when the big stars came on Carson and they had to leave early.
It is.
I mean, they had to make a big announcement.
Yeah, they were leaving for other reasons. I'm actually leaving because I have to go on a hike.
All right.
With the Appalachian Mountain Club.
Good day for it.
It is nice out there.
All right. So Mark, we'll say goodbye to you and thank you again.
Thanks again.
You're welcome.
We'll see you later, everybody.
We'll say hello to Bill Gleed, who's on the phone. Hello, Bill. What's going on?
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I am well. You've been enjoying the show so far.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, Michael. It's been a really special radio show that you put on this morning, I really did.
I'm just laughing.
Not hyperbole. And you and Mark have done a really fantastic job.
I'm just laughing because every time you call in or something, your phone is awful.
I'm sorry, I have an awful phone.
You have an awful phone. Anyway. So just talk quickly. I know that you had a very exciting thing happen. Tell us about that.
I'm just calling because a record that you played for me, actually on the show here, is a single available on iTunes and Amazon and Spotify and everywhere you buy digital music.
Okay, so Bill, and what's the name of the CD?
The CD is called Bill Gleed and the Red Brick Schoolhouse.
Oh, fantastic. This is the guy I liked. You played him a couple of weeks ago, and
right.
I loved it.
Exactly.
Oh, Bill, you're awesome.
Thank you very much. You are too. I'm really grateful for the show you guys did. It was a special show. It really was. You know, I mean, we're in special times.
Oh yeah.
And that's that special radio you did. I want to thank you for letting me follow. You know, Lenny Cohen. No, that was really interesting.
Yeah, I know it. Something's kind of work out. Okay, so it's Bill Gleed. Okay, so it's Bill Gleed and the Red
the Red Brick Schoolhouse.
Thank you. Yep, and it's out at iTunes, Amazon. If you guys all the listening,
anywhere you get digital music.
If you liked what you heard when Bill was here, and we all did, please go to Amazon, iTunes, and look for Bill Gleed. It's his last name is Gleed. All right, Bill, thanks so much.
And look for my EP, Public Defender Service, by Christmas.
Definitely will. We'll talk again, Bill. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right, that was Bill Gleed, everybody. It's 10:51. We are here until 11. We've got a couple more songs before Sue and Liz come in. Let me start you with something else that is brand new in the Something About the Women vein. Brand new from somebody we love. Jonathan Brook has a new album out, and it is called Midnight Hallelujah. And this one is a rocker, everybody. It's called Mean Looking Jesus. It's WMFO in Medford.
Prayers are no more comfort from the cold. All I want is someone despair. Everything you learn by rote will leave you hanging there. And yes, he is mysterious, who never saved you yet. Why he has forsaken you is anybody's bet. That's a mean-looking Jesus on your wall. He's not gonna save you, and he won't come when you fall. Hanging from that marble cross, blaring down the hall. That's a mean-looking Jesus. A mean-looking Jesus.
It's WMFO, everybody. How you doing? Mike on the mic getting out of here. 10:56 in the morning on Saturday, November 12th. That's right, post-election, everybody. And had an interesting show today. Thank God we have the freeform here at MFO to
and
be able to play
God
stuff.
And thank God for the music, right?
Yep. So we ended there with Brandon from Jonathan Brooke, another on her great label, Bad Dog Records. Bad Dog. Midnight Hallelujah is the disc. That's Mean Looking Jesus. And here's a not so mean looking Jane.
Oh,
hi, Jane.
Well, I'm wearing a hat that says, choose to be nice. And I'm trying so hard. I'm trying very hard.
Mm-hmm. I know that you're a political animal like me. I know.
But I'm trying very hard. So okay. There you go.
Yep. Okay. So
the thing is that a lot of people are trying to goad you into not being.
That's
too.
Right. But I am choosing to be nice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm remembering that when I'm driving and, you know.
Speaking of political animal, my TV, if you would have looked at my last channels, it was CNN, MSNBC, Bloomberg Politics. Since Tuesday night, I'm
Cooking going, Channel,
I'm on Netflix,
Food Network.
I'm looking around on things. I don't have the radio on, news, and it's very different.
Yeah,
now.
I have the Broadway station on.
There you go.
And show tunes we trust.
All right, well, speaking of not really show tunes, but you want to pay homage to Leonard Cohen as well.
I do. I loved that set that you played in your show, Mike. And, you know, for my listeners that might be coming on, I just want to again say, you got to listen to Mike on the Mic. Mike is amazing and has just fabulous taste and always gives us a taste of the new, like that new Jonathan Brooke, which was awesome. But, you know, I loved the set that you played. You played when I was driving in, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm doing Leonard Cohen today, because I woke up this morning and I thought, what can I do to pay homage to somebody that influenced music so much and wrote so many amazing songs that happened to be covered by many amazing women? So that's what we're going to do for the first hour of the show today, and when I'm in the chair. And then I'm really excited because Liz, who is one of our new DJs on Something About the Women, she's going to do the second half of the show.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Woohoo.
Yay.
So, I think it's going to be great. It's eclectic. It's freeform. It's what we like. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Okay. And we're leading off with a CD that you handed me, and I have a little red button here that I'm going to push. And as you said, you're going to play some Leonard Cohen covers by women.
Yeah, on Something About the Women, coming up next.
So this is, I know you don't like to front announce, do you?
Well, I'm good.
Okay.
This is Jennifer Warrens, and, maybe people don't know this. They know her for singing the theme song to Officer and a Gentleman. I've had the time of my life.
Oh, sure. I knew the name. Yeah.
But, you know, she was a backup singer for Leonard Cohen in the 80s. And she's on, like, every record he did in the 80s as a backup singer. So all hail backup singers.
Yeah.
This is the fabulous Jennifer Warrens. And this record is now, I can't even believe it, but it's, like, almost 30 years old. This is Famous Blue Raincoat. It's an entire album of Leonard Cohen songs. He actually duets on one of them. But I love her voice. So this is First We Take Manhattan on WMFO in Medford.
Thank you for listening, everybody. I'll talk to you again next week at 9.
They sentenced me to 20 years of boredom for trying to change the system from within. Take man.